after the three, the regular Helen Macbeth and the Falstaff, and then Covent Garden came in and offered me a 3-year contract with them as a junior principal. So that's when the hard work began.
So for those, the rig and the Macbeth and the Falstaff all happened within a framework of 2 years.
Mm.
I mean, that
exactly. In fact, it was less than 2 years. It was probably around, you're probably talking around about 18 months, I suppose.
And had you had any experience with knowing these roles, just hearing them?
I went to England with one role, Boeing. I knew Marcello. That was the only offer that I had in my repertoire at that stage.
Right. And that, then they didn't ask you to sing that for about 3 to 4 years.
It came later.
Yeah.
And I didn't sing Marcello first either. I sang Jean Arc. So, that's where I really learned stagecraft. Through working with colleagues, through working with good directors, and through watching what people did on the stage.
Mm.
And it was in the days when Covent Garden, the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden, still was what you call a full company. They had a full complement of principals who they cast in all of the minor roles and also to cover major singers. And I covered many major singers. I covered Vixel doing Rigoletto, and amongst other things, I covered Norman Bailey when he was singing Bulstrode in Peter Grimes. I covered Tom Allen when he was singing Marcello. You know, all sorts of things like that. But apart from Boehm, there was never really the pressure that made you think that you would have to go on, because the Royal Opera was then in its probably at the height of its powers, and people were paying a premium for their tickets, so they didn't want to see the covers. Right. And the art of the artistic directors at those stages were knowing where the big names were in the world, in Europe, what they were doing, what their telephone numbers were, when they were available, how long it would take them to get to London in case of an emergency.
Mm.
So if Pixel went off for Rigoletto, I would never have had to gone on.
Right.
They would have pulled in somebody from Europe, and they would have kind of had them standing by waiting to get on a plane in the morning and come and sing at night.
So there was a sense of being nurtured in those early years.
Yeah, it was terrific. I learned virtually a whole repertoire using the best coaches that were available at the time, watching the best people do the roles. When Ingvar sang Rigoletto, I was singing Marullo, so I was able to watch what he was doing. And I was able to watch Alfredo Kraus singing singing the Duke. And, you know, it was just amazing just being there and watching the great maestros and the great singers through the middle 70s to the middle 80s. And that's really where I, apart from the early successes, that's where I really learned how to be an opera singer.